For weeks, there's been a stalemate in Albany over the issue of raising the state's minimum wage, with Assembly Democrats backing the idea, Senate Republicans opposing it, and Governor Cuomo remaining neutral in the middle, saying he generally supports the measure but feels that the GOP can't be convinced. The governor and legislative leaders appeared together at an event in the governor's ceremonial offices and were asked if they were doing anything to resolve the impasse. There was a brief pause.
Who wants to go first, guys?
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver stepped up to the plate, saying the minimum wage needs to be increased from the current $7.25 to $8.50 an hour.
I think it's important to the state. It's an engine for economic growth in our communities. I think it puts money into the pockets of people who will go out and spend it. I think it's very important. And the public, with 78%, supports it by every poll that's been taken on the subject. And I think before the end of the session, it would be a wise thing to do.
Senate Leader Dean Skelos, who has said raising the minimum wage would be a job killer, declined to hold a public debate.
I appreciate the Speaker's comments.
Later in the day, Skelos said flatly that the Senate will not act on a minimum wage increase. The event with the governor and legislative leaders was to announce an overhaul of the horse racing industry, and Cuomo, taking advantage of that, offered his assessment of the bill's chances.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Growing more serious, the governor says he thinks the philosophical differences between the two houses are too great to forge a resolution. At this time last year, Cuomo was championing a bill to permit same-sex marriage in New York, and he convinced many conservative-leaning senators to place the measure on the Senate floor, where it passed. The governor says this year, though, the issue of raising the minimum wage is more difficult to advance than gay marriage.
I believe it's broader and deeper. I believe it's a political, philosophical divide. Marriage, in some ways, was more of a personal judgment for people. On their personal values.
Cuomo and Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos pride themselves on their ability to get along in a bipartisan manner, and the GOP faces a battle to retain control over the Senate in the fall elections. Senate Democrats, who need to win at least two seats to take the chamber away from Republicans, have also been pushing for the minimum wage increase. Senate Democratic leader John Sampson spoke about it recently.
And these are issues that the people are really concerned about when you're talking about minimum wage. Everybody talks about minimum wage, which is $7.25 as a poverty wage.
The Assembly has already passed the bill. Speaker Silver says even if it does not ultimately come to the floor in the Senate, it can still be a win for Senate Democrats and a potent issue in the November election campaigns.
I think it's an absolutely significant issue as you go into various parts of this state and, you know, discuss the issue.
And Silver says despite Cuomo's doubts about the fate of the minimum wage measure, it's too early yet to determine the bill's fate.
Well, he's just making a prediction. He's a great governor. I'm not sure he's a great prognosticator.
There's less than 1 month remaining in the legislative session, though nothing prevents lawmakers from coming back later in the year after elections to negotiate on the minimum wage and other items. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.